Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome. Very, very happy for Jerry. One of the great guys here and one of the great guys in the business.
BT and Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. We'll keep it going with the Giant calls here. Work in baseball. When we come back at like 11:20 or so, we'll start to get into that, whether it's Cashman from last night. Ottavino had some. I couldn't believe how open Ottavino. That's my guy over there, Ottavino. I was working with him a little bit at SNY. Hey, where was that kid in this on Baseball Night in New York? We weren't really getting it, so we could get into some of those comments as well. But back to the Giants here. Bruce is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
How you doing today, guys? I got a comment and a quick coaching question for you.
Go for it.
First of all, I think that unless Kafka gets, like, really spectacular results, like a win in Detroit, a win in New England, he's going to have a really uphill battle becoming the Giants head coach, because most people are going to say he's too associated with Dable. Most people are going to think, they're going with the same old crap, you know.
But what would you do?
I do.
No, that's, I'm saying, I'm asking you, Bruce, I'm sorry. What would you do? Would you give him a legit run, or would you want a clean house totally?
I would want a clean house totally. That's my question for you. I can live with Mike McCarthy as head coach, but what about going with a young West Coast coach like a Kubiak or a Shula, someone like that?
Yeah, but Shula's defense. Shula's defense out there with McVay. You got to go offense,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, but I would go with a defensive-minded coach. The Giants could use a defensive boost.
Can I ask you something? If you're going to go, and thank you for the call, Bruce, if you're going to go defense, why wouldn't you just go Flores? If you're going to go defensive coordinator route, now, I'm taking McDermott out of it. I'm talking about like the young.
Yeah.
Flores has experience.
Lawsuit. That's the short answer.
All right, but
there's a lot to resolve. And if you could do that, he should be interviewed.
You're telling me.
I think he's terrific. I like Flores.
If your life was on the line and you had to make sure that you hit. Or whatever, right? You don't know.
No, I got you.
You had to make sure that you hit, not just for a game, but as the right head coach to develop this team up over the next 3 to 4 years. Would you go Chris Shula or Brian Flores?
I would go Flores, but I would go McDermott over Flores. I would go McCarthy over Flores.
Okay, so you're eliminating Shula in that equation.
I know a lot of people really like Shula.
McVay tree.
I get it.
You know, his last name.
Yeah, I'm not trying to rule them out. I need something a little bit more established at that point. And Flores, you know, is somewhat established. It's a good name. I'm not saying it's not.
And he at least has
really
experience in doing the job as a head coach. I don't believe that the failures there were on him. I believe it was the crappy Miami Dolphin organization.
Yeah, look at them now. They're still a mess.
Point is that if I were going to go that route, I would go Flores over Shula. But I certainly understand going offensive coordinator. And if you're going to go that route, then why not give a strong consideration to Kafka? Just because I wouldn't do it, or maybe our last caller wouldn't do it, doesn't mean that the Giants shouldn't be at least open to it. If you see some good things here with Kafka, for me, somebody who didn't want any part of Kafka just because I want a totally clean house, he's at least shown me a couple of positive things already in his first couple of weeks here that I like.
Yeah, and listen, it was, I didn't really know how he would do, but I remember saying that I think he's going to get a pretty long look here. I think they're going to give him a chance at least to win the job, where, like, you knew when Albert came in for Robert Saleh, it's like, all right, when is this thing over? There's no chance he's going to get the job. But I think
he's the one guy that made it worse than Saleh.
A lot worse, actually. Yeah. Think about that. No, but I do think that he's going to get some real consideration. You know, and the other thing, too, is I don't know how it's going to finish in Green Bay. I mean, Matt LaFleur, suddenly, is he as safe as we thought? I don't think that Zach Taylor, for me or for others, is quite as maybe revered as maybe some others like a McDermott or some other coaches who might be let go. But, you know, I think there's going to be some other established names who are fired. Now, I wouldn't want Pete Carroll. I know I would at least have a conversation myself with Stefanski. We talked about that last week. Would you even talk to him if he's fired?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him.
By the Browns?
I would talk to, first of all, before you make those decisions, right? And the Giants could have their list, and Jay Glazer reported about it a week ago. You don't know who's going to be out there, to your point. So if LaFleur's out there, yeah. I mean, I don't care how good Kafka is. If you're going to go that route, why wouldn't you hire LaFleur? If McDermott's out there or Stefanski, yeah, I mean, you at least talk to all these guys. I would want somebody. My main criteria would be somebody with head coaching experience before. I would not want to hire another first time.
It's almost like it's a deal breaker if it's not. You just have to try that. They need stability. And the other thing, too, is like even if the Bills don't fire McDermott, think about this. Or, you wouldn't trade for Zach Taylor. But the Packers don't fire LaFleur, but they're kind of at the point where they can go either way, but they decide not to fire. Maybe you entice them with a trade.
Zach Taylor is an interesting name. Let's suspend reality for a second, even if it's not realistic. Think about this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It just shows you that it's faulty logic when we talk about this stuff with, well, maybe Kafka could be the guy or some offensive coordinator. The unknown is always going to be more appealing than the known of Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor has done I don't think he's a great head coach either, but he coached the Bengals to a Super Bowl. And yeah, well, Joe Burrow, okay, well, he knows what it takes. He's been there before. He's worked with one of the best quarterbacks in the game. You can't tell me that if you compare side by side Kafka to Zach Taylor, that you'd rather have Kafka, but a lot of people probably would because of the unknown. And it's not even just Kafka. Pick an offensive coordinator from some other team.
Yeah,
I don't know, Zach Taylor. Yeah, what? Getting to the Super Bowl is not good enough for you. I'm sorry. Yeah, bought this and yeah, bought that. Yeah, but he did it. Yeah, but he did it. The other guy didn't. So the unknown is always more appealing than the known, especially if the known didn't achieve the highest of degrees, meaning winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, because it's a risk that I don't think the Giants could take at this point. Like the unknown of even Kafka to an extent, or some of these other, you know, Shula, the other names we've thrown out as coordinators, the unknown. I think there's times where the unknown is really appealing and galvanizing. Like, oh, you know, I got a good feel about this guy. But the Giants can't roll the dice there. I don't think that they will. The other thing about Zach Taylor, he's pretty young. He's only 42. It's a young guy.
You have his record up there?
I got
it
all up. Yeah.
Yeah, give me his.
Dude, I didn't realize he was 36 when he got that first job. So he goes
36. That's head coach.
Wow, 36. Yeah, I thought it was a little bit older than that. So 2-14 first, but they were train wreck before that. 2-14. Up to 4-11, up to 10-7,
love it.
Up to 12-4.
Love it. That's how you build.
Bing,
yeah.
Bing, bing, yeah. Bing. Then you get
bing, bing, boom.
Yeah. Bada bing.
Dink, dunk.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know.
And then you get, you know, now you get a little regression. 9-9, and this year's been a mess. But the defense really is deplorably bad. That's not really his fault. Yeah, he's a guy that I don't know that he's a home run, but let me ask you this. Taylor McCarthy.
6-16, Rami says, without Burrow. Taylor, but still, I mean, right. Burrow's there. Right. He's a part of it. I just value the experience and having some success and some failures. That's all part of it. Every head coach ever is going to be better with a good quarterback than without. It's not a knock on the head coach if he has more success with a good quarterback. That's not a knock to me.
I think that's the reality.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reality, yeah. Except McCarthy, and he's checking this out. I forget the exact numbers here, but McCarthy won games without Dak Prescott. One of the reasons I like him. I mean, it's one thing to win
He didn't win without Aaron Rodgers, if memory serves correct, Rodgers went down in Green Bay.
I get that, but I'm saying once Dak Prescott got hurt, was it Cooper Rush, right? Rush stepped in. I'm not saying he won, you know, 90% of the games, but they didn't drown.
McCarthy's a good head. He's a good, solid head coach. Go ahead, Rami. You got something?
9-8.
Okay.
Without Dak.
I mean, not right,
can you one more, Rami? We're putting you to work today here. Can you look up today. McCarthy in Green Bay without Rodgers? Because I know Rodgers got hurt at least one of those years.
He separated his shoulder. He got flung in the turf. Now, who stepped in for him? That was pre-Jordan Love. Was that who the hell was the backup at that point?
I don't remember. Forget. I'll know it when you tell me it, but I forget.
Me too.
Anyway, BT and Sal on the fan. Andre calling from Totowa, New Jersey. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. I listen all the time. Nice. DC, actually, I met you in church last night.
Oh, it's my guy. Yeah, Andre, what's going on, buddy?
You sat in front of me, and I was like, is this Brandon Tierney? And I'm like, it's got to be. So I
went
to the end of service.
Yeah.
It was a pretty cool experience seeing him there.
That was cool. I appreciate you coming up and saying hi. That meant a lot. Thank you, man. Very good. What's going on, bud? You said you were going to call. Let's hit it.
Yeah, with this Giants team, right, this head coaching job, in my opinion, has to be one of the most appealing out there in years with, you know, young franchise quarterback and Dart. You have the left tackle, great running back, Malik Nabers, and Theo Johnson even has looked promising and looks like he's developing, in my opinion. And then not to mention the front seven is stacked. So we're probably going to have a top pick. You know, do we go get a guy like Jordan Tyson to go opposite Nabers? Out of Arizona State.
Stud.
Caleb Downs from Ohio State's outstanding.
Stud.
DB. Help out the secondary. He's been brutal. Right? Or do you trade the pick, get more draft capital? I just wanted your guys' opinion on that.
Oh, man. We'll flush through. Andre, really good meeting you. Thanks for the call there, buddy. I would have to see. There's a couple of variables which kind of prevents me from definitively answering that now. Number one, how did the tight ends look the rest of the year? I mean, that's maybe not the main qualifier, but I'd like to see how that, because you're right, Theo has looked good. I'd like to see exactly where the Giants are picking. I'd like to see, you know, how healthy Dart is the rest. And if the offensive line holds up, like if the Giants are picking third, fourth, or fifth, you're not going quarterback. You could go receiver. You could go defense. But you could also go offensive line. So they're going to have, and you could also trade out. Now you could trade out with the Jets. Jets need a quarterback. I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that the Jets and the Giants make a trade if there's a situation that would enable the Jets to get their quarterback. So, Andre, in a long-winded way, I think there's a lot of things at play is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's way too early for me. I'm more concerned about who's going to be making the pick as opposed to who they will be picking at this particular point. We're ways away from that. But yet again, we're going to have the Jets and Giants, you know, picking atop the draft far too often, which we shouldn't really be having.
It's like our football hobby. Yeah. All right, so question for you. Yeah. So I want to get your opinion on this. So as you know, I went to Catholic school my entire life.
Yeah.
1-8.
I didn't want to get into
that's
it.
That's all good. No, absolutely. What is it?
A Thursday night. I didn't even know church was open on Thursdays. I thought it was Sundays and that day.
Until my wife dragged me there. No. So first, you know, 1-8 Catholic school. I'm a product of the Catholic school. You know that. High school, Jesuit, Catholic, all boys. And, yeah, I mean, did I love going to church when I was young? No, of course not. I went to see the girls. Half the time I was in my uniform because I was going to a basketball game or a baseball game after it. But I definitely have taken away good things from church. Now, as I got older, I got away from it. I did, okay. Admittedly. So, you know, and my wife, Dallas girl, Texas, faith is strong out there, which I love. We're not going on Sundays. There's too many games, and I've got to work. So she presented this. She's like, hey, there's this church in this area. What do you think? Give it a shot. And it started as date night. She's like, we can maybe go get sushi, you and I.
No kids, just you and her?
Well, it started that way because, like, Colt was at football. Yeah. My daughter was at soccer. And, you know, so I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Not the date night that I had in mind. Yeah, not the old date nights, but yeah. All right. So, and I honestly, I enjoyed it because I did, because you know why, and I'm not going to get too deep with this, but
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.